All right, so welcome to the deep dive. Ready to jump into some really cool tech news.
Always. What have you got for us today?
Well, strap in because we're talking record-breaking memory speeds, new stuff in the world of NAS, and oh yeah, a little cybersecurity can't hurt, right?
Sounds like a packed show. Where are we starting?
Got a bunch of sources to dig through. Actually, a tech news site, a blog post from some NAS developers, even some real-world security advisories.
Sounds like we've got our work cut out for us.
We do, but first, gotta start with something fun, right? Ever wondered just how fast computer memory can actually go?
It's always a race, isn't it?
It is. And someone's blown the competition out of the water. New world record for DDR5 memory frequency. Get this. DDR5 12112.
Whoa, that's insane.
It's nuts. Gskill and Asus teamed up with an overclocker called SafeDisk to pull it off.
What kind of hardware were they using?
Okay, so they used a Gskill Trident Z5 RGB DDR5 memory kit, an Asus ROG Maxima Z890 Apex motherboard, and an Intel Core Ultra 9 285K CPU.
Top of the line stuff.
Oh yeah, but get this, they actually downclocked the CPU cores to keep things stable.
Makes sense. Things must be getting pretty hot.
You said it! They were using liquid nitrogen for cooling, of course.
Liquid nitrogen. Wow, they weren't messing around.
Not at all. Now, I know we're not going to see those speeds in our everyday computers anytime soon, but just imagine if we did.
The possibilities.
Right. Loading huge games in a blink, editing 4K video like it's nothing.
That kind of performance boost would be a game changer for so many fields. Data processing, scientific research, even just everyday computing.
No doubt. Okay, enough speed for now. Let's get practical. How about some NAS news?
Hit me with it.
TrueNAS just released a brand new version of their software, TrueNAS Scale 24.7, codenamed Electric Eel.
Electric Eel. Catchy. What's new with this one?
Oh, tons of stuff. First off, it follows their Dragonfish release, but unlike TrueNAS Core, which is based on FreeBSD, this one's built on Debian Linux.
Interesting. I wonder how that'll affect performance.
We'll have to see. But let's get to the features. There's some seriously cool stuff here.
I'm all ears.
First up, RAID Z expansion. Finally.
Really? That's been a long time coming.
I know, right? Now you can just add a single drive at a time to your RAID Z array to increase capacity.
No more needing identical drive sets for expansion.
Nope. Just pop in a single drive when you need more space. Super easy.
That's a huge improvement for flexibility and cost.
Absolutely. And another big change. They moved to Docker over Kubernetes for TrueNAS apps.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what drove that decision.
Probably simplicity. Docker's much easier to use, especially for people new to using apps on their NAS.
True, Docker is known for being user-friendly.
Right, and it's got a huge ecosystem of readily available apps. Setting up and customizing is a breeze. You can even install your own containerized apps now.
Wow, that opens up a lot of possibilities.
It does. Oh, and one more feature I gotta mention because it's got me really curious. Fast deduplication.
Fast deduplication, what's that?
It's still experimental, but the aim is to seriously cut down on the storage space you need.
Sounds promising, but experimental always makes me a little cautious.
Me too, especially with something as important as storage. I think it's a wait and see situation for now.
Agreed. But the potential benefits are huge if it works as advertised.
No kidding. For anyone already using NAS, these updates are a big deal. Think about it. Easier expansion. A better app experience, and potentially massive storage savings.
Yeah, it shows how NAS tech is constantly evolving to meet the needs of users.
Totally. And for anyone who hasn't tried NAS yet, this is a great example of how powerful and versatile it's becoming.
Definitely worth looking into.
Okay, so we've had our fun with speed, talked about some cool new software, but now it's time to get serious.
Oh, what's up?
Time to talk security. And no, I'm not talking about using password 123.
Please tell me nobody's still doing that.
Hopefully not. We're talking about the PN2Own hacking competition.
Ah, PN2Own, the ultimate security test.
Exactly. It's where researchers find vulnerabilities in popular devices so they can get patched before the bad guys exploit them.
Like a giant bug bounty program for all kinds of tech.
Exactly. And guess what was in their crosshairs this time?
Let me guess. NAS systems.
Bingo, QNAP, Synology, TrueNAS, they all got put to the test.
It's a good reminder that no system is perfect, and security is an ongoing process.
And it wasn't just about hacking into a single NAS. They had a whole category called Soho Smashup, where attackers chained exploits together, starting with a NAS, to take control of entire home or office networks.
Yikes, that's scary stuff. It highlights how important it is to secure every device on your network.
Right, it's like leaving one door unlocked in your house. You're just asking for trouble.
So what kind of vulnerabilities did they find?
Well, good news is QNAP already patched some vulnerabilities in their HBS3 backup software and their SMB service.
That's good to hear. Quick patching is essential when these things are found.
Synology also patched some stuff in Synology Photos and their BPhotos apps.
Glad to see they're taking it seriously.
TrueNAS hasn't released specific patches yet, but they did give some security recommendations. Things like disabling unused services, using two-factor authentication, and setting up network restrictions.
Those are all good preventative measures. Even without specific patches, they can really reduce your risk.
Right, make it harder for those attackers to get in. But the biggest takeaway here is simple. No matter what NAS system you use, keep it updated. That's your first line of defense.
Couldn't agree more. Security is a marathon, not a sprint. Stay informed, adapt to new threats, and use best practices to protect yourself.
You heard it here first. Updates are your friend. Don't ignore them. Okay, enough seriousness for now. Let's get those creative juices flowing.
Sounds fun. What do you have in mind?
Think about it. If you could build your dream NAS, what would it have?
My dream NAS. That's a good one.
And I'm not just talking about storage space and processing power. What kind of crazy features would make your NAS the ultimate data hub?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let me think about that. What about you? What's on your wish list? So many possibilities. It's hard to choose.
I know, right? I mean, obviously, I'd want it to be super fast with tons of storage space.
Of course, who wouldn't?
But I'm thinking even further, you know? Like, what about AI integration?
AI. In a NAS.
Yeah. Imagine a NAS that could organize your files for you, transcribe audio recordings, or even summarize documents.
That would be incredible. I mean, AI is getting so advanced these days, it's already in our phones, our cars. Why not our NAS?
Exactly. It would be like having a personal assistant for all your data. Speaking of AI, did you see Micron's announcement over on CDR Labs?
Micron, what did they release?
New memory for gamers and content creators. The Crucial Pro DDR5 6400 overclocking gaming memory.
Oh yeah, I saw that. They're claiming it'll make for a way smoother, faster gaming experience.
6400 MT is pretty impressive, right? And Micron says it'll mean higher frame rates, faster multitasking, all that good stuff.
It's always exciting to see companies pushing the boundaries of what memory can do.
It is. And it's not just about gaming either. These advancements usually end up benefiting all kinds of applications down the line.
Absolutely. It's a constant evolution.
Okay, let's jump over to another big player in the memory world. CDR Labs also reported that KLXIA has started mass production of their QLC UFS version 4.0 embedded flash memory devices.
KIOHA, that's a big deal.
It is. They're actually claiming it's the industry's first.
QLC, or quad-level cell, allows for much higher storage density than the usual TLC, right?
Right. You can fit way more storage in the same amount of space. Perfect for mobile devices.
Especially with the speed boost from the UFS 4.0 interface.
They're reporting read speeds up to 4200 millibits and write speeds up to 3200 millibits. Crazy fast.
Wow, those are some impressive numbers. It sounds like QLC could really shake things up in the storage world.
It definitely has the potential. And they're not limiting themselves to just phones and tablets either. They're looking at PCs, networking, AR, VR, even AI.
Makes sense. The need for faster, more efficient storage is everywhere.
It really feels like we're on the verge of some major breakthroughs in both memory and storage technology. Super exciting stuff.
Definitely keeping my eye on these developments.
Me too. But you know, with all this talk about fancy new tech, we can't forget about security.
Always important. Never gets old, right?
Right. And speaking of TrueNAS, remember those vulnerabilities they found at Pwn Tuon?
Oh yeah, what's the latest on that?
Well, they haven't released any specific patches yet, but their blog post about Electric Eel does have some good security advice.
General best practices kind of thing.
Exactly. They emphasize stuff like disabling unused services, strong passwords, two-factor authentication, you know the drill.
All essential stuff. It's like locking your doors and windows. Basic, but important.
For sure. They also talk about network restrictions and, of course, keeping your TrueNAS system updated.
Sound advice, as always.
Okay, one last thing from the TrueNAS blog I wanted to mention. They're introducing NVMe support for their TrueNAS H-series hardware.
NVMe support. Now, that's a nice addition.
It is. NVMe means way faster data transfer speeds compared to those old SATA drives.
Definitely a big performance boost for those who need it.
They're saying it bumps the max capacity of the H series up to 360 TB using 30 TB NVMe drives.
360 TB. That's a ridiculous amount of storage.
It's crazy. And apparently, their tri-mode capability, SAS and NVMe with high availability, is pretty unique for a platform at this price point.
That does sound like a pretty compelling option for businesses that need both high capacity and high performance.
It seems like TrueNAS is going all out with this release. Faster speeds, new features, security focus, and beefed up hardware capabilities.
They're really listening to what users want.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground today, from record-breaking RAM speeds to the latest in NAS tech, and of course, the ever-important security.
Makes you realize just how fast the tech world moves.
It really does. But before we get to our final thought, I think it's worth pausing for a second to think about something important. All this amazing tech, faster memory, more storage, powerful software, it's all super exciting, but it also raises some big questions about how we use it.
You're right. It's easy to get caught up in the novelty and forget about the bigger picture.
With all this power at our fingertips, we have a responsibility to use it wisely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Technology is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
It's about finding the right balance, embracing innovation while making sure it's used ethically and responsibly.
That's a conversation we definitely need to be having as a society.
Agreed. Okay, on that note, let's move on to our final thought for today. I want to bring it back to that Pwn to Own competition, specifically that Soho smash-up category.
The one where they chained exploits together to take over entire
Yes,
networks.
that one. It really showed how interconnected everything is these days. One vulnerability can have huge consequences.
It's a stark reminder that security needs to be a multi-layered approach.
So here's the thought I want to leave you with. In a world where everything is connected, our phones, computers, cars, even our homes, how do we ensure the security of not just our devices, but our entire digital lives?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There's no easy answer. It's going to take individual responsibility, collaboration between tech companies, and constant innovation in security technology.
And it's a challenge that's only going to get tougher as technology keeps evolving, but it's a challenge we have to face head on.
For sure.
And with that, we've come to the end of part two of our deep dive. We'll be back soon to wrap things up with some final thoughts and takeaways. Until then, stay curious, stay safe, and keep exploring the amazing world of technology.